Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm a student, and it's hard for me to find the time to go to the gym. It's cheaper to go to the gym in the morning, but I have classes in the morning and evening hours are more expensive. Plus, there are too many people there. So I do sports at home. I bought a couple of DVDs with yoga classes, and I think they are good enough. The instructor on the DVDs explains what to do and how to do it. And this is important not to get an injury while exercising.
Speaker B.
I do think any physical activity must bring you pleasure and satisfaction. Otherwise, it's pointless to do any sports. As for me, I don't enjoy going to the gym because there are too many people there. So I bought a cycling machine and I do cycling training sessions 3 or 4 times a week. I love cycling at home. I switch on a video with some beautiful nature on my laptop and watch it while cycling, imagining that's me in these great places.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I don't see any point of doing any fitness at home. First of all, there's no motivation to do sports at home like in the gym. In the gym, there are always people watching you, plus instructors. So you can't be lazy there. If you don't like the gym, which is not a rare case, you can still go jogging in the local park or practice Scandinavian walking or whatever. But at home, you don't have any fresh air and your training sessions are useless.
Speaker D.
I think you can easily do fitness at home and it's a great way to save money. I don't see any reason to pay money for fitness as long as there are free video fitness classes on YouTube. I don't think fitness classes are worth the money they charge, actually. I'm pretty much happy working out at home without any investments into it, and I will spend the money which I have saved on a trip to some interesting place or on a new gadget like a laptop.
Speaker E.
I guess we can work out at home instead of attending a gym without too many problems, but only if you are determined and organized. There are so many distractions at home. It can be a phone call or somebody's visit or just anything. At home, there are always so many reasons to relax and just do nothing. You can look around and see that you need to do some housework, for example. That is why I don't do sports at home. I just can't.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, doing sports at home can be a great way out for those people who don't like gyms or cannot attend them for some reasons. Sorry to say, for me it's not possible because I play football. I need a team for a good training session, and I'm sure you understand why having a proper football training session at home is impossible. So, I envy those people who can just put on a disc and do their exercise to it. As for me, I have to go to the sports club.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I'm a student, and it's hard for me to find the time to go to the gym. It's cheaper to go to the gym in the morning, but I have classes in the morning and evening hours are more expensive. Plus, there are too many people there. So I do sports at home. I bought a couple of DVDs with yoga classes, and I think they are good enough. The instructor on the DVDs explains what to do and how to do it, and this is important not to get an injury while exercising.
Speaker B. I do think any physical activity must bring you pleasure and satisfaction, otherwise it's pointless to do any sports. As for me, I don't enjoy going to the gym because there are too many people there, so I bought a cycling machine and I do cycling training sessions 3 or 4 times a week. I love cycling at home. I switch on a video with some beautiful nature on my laptop and watch it while cycling, imagining that's me in these great places.
Speaker C.
If you ask me, I don't see any point of doing any fitness at home. First of all, there's no motivation to do sports at home like in the gym. In the gym, there are always people watching you, plus instructors, so you can't be lazy there. If you don't like the gym, which is not a rare case, you can still go jogging in the local park or practice Scandinavian walking or whatever. But at home, you don't have any fresh air and your training sessions are useless.
Speaker D. I think you can easily do fitness at home and it's a great way to save money. I don't see any reason to pay money for fitness as long as there are free video fitness classes on YouTube. I don't think fitness classes are worth the money they charge, actually. I'm pretty much happy working out at home without any investments into it, and I will spend the money which I have saved on a trip to some interesting place or on a new gadget like a laptop.
Speaker E.
I guess we can work out at home instead of attending a gym without too many problems, but only if you are determined and organized. There are so many distractions at home. It can be a phone call or somebody's visit or just anything. At home, there are always so many reasons to relax and just do nothing. You can look around and see that you need to do some housework, for example. That is why I don't do sports at home. I just can't.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, doing sports at home can be a great way out for those people who don't like gyms or cannot attend them for some reasons. Sorry to say, for me it's not possible because I play football. I need a team for a good training session, and I'm sure you understand why having a proper football training session at home is impossible. So, I envy those people who can just put on a disc and do their exercise to it. As for me, I have to go to the sports club.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.